Well, good afternoon. Well, let's see. I should say good day, everyone, because it is 10 o'clock on the West Coast and 1 o'clock here on the East Coast. So, and everything in between. So what they used to say, the announcer, and all the ships at sea, Richard, I don't remember what that was from. But anyway, welcome to Water Cooler Wednesday, our second midday water cooler. So with that, we have, and Wayne, welcome back.
Thank you.
Wayne, Wayne's father-in-law passed, and so he's been taking care of that, and all's good, I think. Well, you know what I mean. So,
right.
So we've got Mr. Richard Thornton, for you guys that don't know Richard, and he's that AM note cap guy that, you know, I always talk about at the three-day classes. And then we have Mr. Justin Bogart from Indianapolis, and Justin is the Bright Path guy. Yeah, peace out, and we talk
peace,
about
baby.
Him as well. And Richard is from the Bay Area, so.
So Joe, anyway. Are you saying you've been taking my name in vain in 3-day classes?
Yes, I have. I have. Okay. I said, go check out Richard. You know, go check out his website, and go check out Bright Path Notes, and go check out the Note Fellow, and. All of that. So, you know, I was very impressed yesterday. We had Wayne Garib, for those of you that were on the call yesterday. And so that was Wayne's second call. And Justin, he had a little creative finance deal that he put together. He had a creative finance deal that he put together. You know, gets a house under four unit under contract. He's going to flip it for a $50,000 flip fee. The guy backs out. He then re-advertises it, sells it on a wrap note, 8%, a 30-year AM, 8-year balloon. And instead of making one-time money, you know, the $50,000, he makes $30,000 up front. He makes, $250 a month, and then when it balloons, the difference between what he owes his underlying seller and what he is owed is $212,000. So that's a nice deal, and that was his first deal. So
he's spoiled.
Sweet, right? So we wanted to have, as part of this ongoing series, and you know, getting everybody out there and getting them comfortable with being out, putting yourself out there a bit, right? Having a conversation. Richard started what he started with, having a conversation. Justin started what he started with, having some conversations. Wayne sends out a wedding invitation, the wedding invitation piece, and that's how he got started 8 months ago now, or some, like, you know. So anyway, it's all in starting a conversation. So the way that I wanted to kind of start this out today is wanted to start with Richard. And, you know, you guys have heard Wayne's story. And so start with Richard and you know, what you kind of do with social media and how you started, but how, you know, what you started with as far as getting out there, and then what you're doing now. And then I'd like to hear from Justin for a few minutes, same thing. And then want to bring both these guys together and talk about this crazy, exciting podcast that the two of these guys do. So pretty big stuff. Richard, kick us off.
So I would say for anybody starting out, start wherever you are. And what does that mean? In my case, it meant that I had a commercial background. The recession had come along. I was flipping houses at the time, and I'd also started a small hard money fund, but I was attending a lot of realtor meetings, you know, the Monday morning meetings where they come up and they pitch their deals and things like that. And so when I actually decided to get into notes the way I am now, I started pitching them. I, you know, stood up in front of the meeting and said, hey, here's a notes, here's an alternative, blah, blah, blah. And while on an ongoing basis, I wouldn't suggest to anybody pitch realtors because I just don't think there's that much money in there. It was a great place to start. I got my chops going. I got my presentation skills down. I did pick up a couple of investors that said, hey, look, I'm doing 12, 15 deals a year. I'll give you two commission checks a quarter or something like that, or one commission check, whatever it is. So I get some regular clients out of it. So it was well worth my while. From that, I evolved into social media. There's actually a service. It's a company, I guess $37 a month. It's well worth your while. I'll mention them. It's called Primal Video. It's a guy named Justin and Mike Brown. They're out of Australia. And they will give you all the clues on how to start your videos and how to talk and what equipment to use and things like that. It's cheap. I mean, you can go on it for 90 days, watch their stuff, and put yourself light years ahead.
Richard, hold on just a second. But Wayne, would you put that? It's Primal, P-R-I-M-A-L.
Right.
Video.
Right. Primal Video.
Primal Video. If you'll put that in the chat box, because I know everybody's going to be, you know, raising their hand on the chat saying, hey, what was that again? So, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
And it's cheap. It's $37 a month. Go on it for 3 or 4 months and then click off and it's great. So I learned how to do a lot of videos because of that. And if you look at the videos that are on my website, on my YouTube channel right now, I would say that other than Ben Hotz, the ones I made are grossly lacking. In other words, I've progressed so far. But the one thing that has outshined everything else in terms of clients and things like that is the little series of 9 that I did. Anybody can go to my YouTube channel, just go to YouTube, put in American Note Capital, and look for the series on investing in mortgage notes. Each one is 5 to 10 minutes long. It's nothing fancy. It's me sitting at my desk just like I am right now.
Yep.
No shine, but I walk through people through what's going on. And I'm not kidding you, I have had clients call me and say, look, I've watched your videos 5 times. I don't need to be educated by you. Show me some deals and let's get going. Okay, I'll take that any day I can. So I started on Facebook. I decided to sign up with Tracy and Fred Rui's daughter, Michaela. She started posting on me for social media stuff, and she posts 3 times a week. I cut back on that a little bit right now, but I will probably jump into that again. So she kept me on LinkedIn, Facebook. I did some Instagram stuff. But it's a good presence. It's a good way to get, and you start to work your way up more on the organic calls. And even though I've tapered off on that right now, I still probably get, I'd say 2 calls a month, just organically. People call up and say, I've done some research. Richard, you've popped up on YouTube or you've popped up on Google. I'd like to know more about investing in notes.
Richard, as far as content on that, what kind of content were you sending them?
Content where?
On Instagram and so on. It was just
So what the work requirement for you is that you have to write a blog article at least once a month, and I actually get mine edited. By a fellow copywriters to improve them, but you wouldn't have to. And what somebody like Michaela can do is they will take those and slice them and dice them. And so they'll put pictures in front of them and just offer the front as a teaser and basically continue to use that content and refer people back to your YouTube channel or wherever you have established. And putting up a YouTube channel is very simple. I mean, you go to Fiverr, you get some graphics done. It's not that tough. It's just a matter of getting it done. And yeah. So eventually it grows. And my practice right now is I probably get a new investor or so a month. Justin and I are actually out there beating the path trying to get performing notes because performing notes have been hard to come by. But I will probably get more into NPLs. And I'm looking more at structured finance deals too. So. Yeah.
So, Justin, kind of give us a little bit of how are you? How are the girls?
They're doing okay. And they're not in Taekwondo anymore, just because I know that you're going to ask the question how they're doing Taekwondo. I haven't done that for a couple of years. We're into roller skating now.
Ooh.
So we're getting roller skating lessons so that we can either be speed skaters or this artistic type of roller dancing. So I'm interested to see where this goes.
Well, send me a video sometime.
I will. We got practice tonight, so
Very good. That'd be great. So tell us about BrightPath and kind of the genesis of all of this. I mean, you started just like where everybody else did, right? You started and you were beating the bushes out there at Indiana RIA, and you were going there. And, you know, so anyway.
So I became a student at Note School about 2016. And it was like the summer of 2016. And then I had bought a performing and a non-performing loan. So I got to figure out how the process works. And then I wanted to make this a full-time business because I didn't have a W-2 job, if you will. I'd already fired my boss a year before that and tried the fix and flip business and didn't do very well in that and didn't like it as much. So once I got turned on to this, I kind of realized that the people that I was using for resources as far as capital and stuff, I would kind of turn them onto the note business. So as Richard and Wayne has said before about just putting together some presentations for some people for some one-on-one time to kind of show them what I do, and they get inquisitive and they get excited and answering their questions. And then I realized I needed to broaden my horizons and I needed to expand this, you know, locally and on a larger scale. So I started getting involved in my local RIA and talking to people and saying, hey, you know, I buy notes. I'd love to, if you have a land contract or a note and mortgage that you've created, I'd love to take a look at it and buy it from you. Ran into some people that had a lot of loans. And as you know, Brett Snodgrass is a titanium student. He's also a very large wholesaler here in the Indianapolis area. We got to become friends and did several deals together as well. And I became kind of his note guy that he could go to and talk to and get information from, and then he would spread the word to, you know, his top wholesalers that come to him, and then, you know, the word kind of got out that way. At the same time, in conjunction, I decided to do what we call the meetup, right? And the meetup is just getting a group of people together that have no idea what you do, but they have an idea that they're interested in making passive income, and you put together a presentation similar to what Joe does in the, when you were doing the 1 day class at this time and the timeline here, Joe. And so you would share some of those slides with me so I could at least use those and kind of brand them with my own brand. And I could have that imagery and show the folks that, you know, we're buying these loans and this is the cash flow that we're getting. These are the returns that we can make. And this is actually real life scenarios of, you know, my own deals that I've done. And then just started off with like three people in there. And so it kind of grew to a bigger audience in the future, but I kept pressing on places like meetup.com, which is a paid platform to do your meetup. They can do them. You can do them online through meetup.com and post like a Zoom link or like a live YouTube link, what we do now. And then also you can do those live in person. And so I've done live in person for a couple of years and I've done online only for a couple of years, and they both have their pros and cons to it. But the key was it to keep the consistency. It was like, you know, you're setting a date, you're setting a time. I would say it's the second Wednesday of every month at 6 p.m. Eastern. And I was religious by that because I know repetition is what gets in people's minds. So they remember, oh, yeah, the second Wednesday at 6, you know, Justin is having his meeting at such and such restaurant, you know, down the street in Indy. And so that kind of ever evolved, you know, me being more branded locally. And then when I started doing online only, I became more, you know, regionally and nationally known now. For what I do, I just do these basic talks, and I've had to change the way I do my format, you know, all the time, just adjusting to the audience that's in front of me and adjusting to tailor to how I like to do presentations. And now that I have a bigger skill set and a ton more case studies today than I did, you know, back in 2016, I'm able to kind of show some really unique things that I've done that people would just take a second look at and be like, I didn't know you could make that type of money on a deal like that looked really simple or looked really thin. And so I take the creative aspect to it, and I kind of blow people's minds now with what we do. So Richard brought up social media. That's another way that I advertise to get people in front of me, where the same thing, and I think Richard kind of stole all my ideas from the beginning. He's been a great student of mine when I've taught him how to run a note business. And so I told you I'd get you back, Richard.
Yeah. He's going to get me back.
I did the same thing.
I ain't saying a word. I'm staying out of this deal.
You need to be refereed, Joe. This is going to get ugly.
That's right.
So three times a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I do a post once a week, just, you know, hey, I'm having a meetup soon, or hey, did you check my podcast out? Hey, did you see our broadcast on YouTube last night? Just giving note information. I do a blog once a month, and just being very religious and consistent about it. And then people just kind of just know it's a routine. They see my brand come up on LinkedIn all the time around the same time every week. And just like Richard, and that momentum has helped, you know, move me forward in direction to where people be like, hey, I think I've seen your stuff on social media, or I saw your blog, or people will say, yeah, I saw you on such and such. And just constantly putting yourself out there, being on other people's podcasts, being on other people's webinars, other people in the note industry that have a big following, just, you know, can befriend them, tell your story. Everyone has a unique story, and it's kind of fun. And like Eddie says in the 3-day classes, you know, stories sell, and spreadsheets, you know, don't sell, right? It's the stories that sell the ideas. And that's what I try to focus on, is less numbers and more imagery and stuff. So kind of a long-winded story, but that's kind of where the genesis of what happened.
And, you know, what we found, what Eddie and I have both found with Note School TV that we do, you know, we do every week. I guess maybe it's going on right now. I know it's over, right? But anyway, when we first started, we tried to, you know, we were showing case studies, you know, and so Justin did this, and this is what he made. And so we go, you know what, that doesn't make any difference. The money's mm-hmm. just the byproduct, right? People want to hear the story. They don't remember this, the money. They remember the story. And that's why I love to say it's having a conversation, right? I mean, I still keep preaching that, and it sounds corny, but it's just having a conversation, right? Mm-hmm.
It is, you're exactly right. Yeah, so the story is the element to it. Sorry, Joe. No, you're right. I noticed that people really don't care about the numbers too much. I mean, that's great. Yeah, you're making money. But some of the stuff that we do, and those of you that are on this call can attest to it, some of the money you make is unbelievable. It's almost not believable.
Right.
What you can do in some of these case studies and the cash flows and the future income you can make, it's just not believable. So you put that out there and they think like, oh, there's no way, that's not going to work. So you don't want to be, you know, in that light. But I like to focus in on, this is why I created this, or this is the problem somebody have. This is how we solve the problem. Oh, and we made money too.
Right. Justin, I made $5 on my last deal. And I said, oh, that's unbelievable.
Well, you know, $5 here, $5 there, you know, it'll add up over a little bit.
Unbelievable.
Of time.
I think the audience knows who they're going to listen to more now, Richard.
hey, Justin, but you know, Richard lives in Northern California. You know,
I know.
You know,
they got higher standards out there.
Oh, they do, right?
And everybody should know that Justin and I know each other well enough so that we have fun kidding back and forth. So.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, we do this on these podcasts. Also.
The fun just doesn't stop here; it continues on all day.
Well, enthusiasm. You know, if you're fired up about something, that draws people in, right? Being enthusiastic about what you do, and people always say, "Oh, you know, those people out in California, they got money, right?" And I always say, "Well, you know what? They're just broke at a higher level, right?"
Right.
Yeah, just try to buy a house out here and figure out how you can get broke really quickly.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you can get schooled pretty quick, right, Richard? So mm-hmm. again, so as we, you know, start to wrap this up a bit, if by the way, what we're doing is it's happening slowly, but we're going in and we're working with Gina, and I want to get some input from these guys and you know, all three of these guys here, and putting together a process of what does it look like to, you know, to go to Meetup and register your meet, you know, register, and then, you know, how do you go to Facebook Live and all of that. And so we're putting that together for the playbook as well. Wayne, anything, since you are, you know, have just literally started, anything or any comments or questions that you have for Richard or Justin as we, you know, wrap up here?
I guess it would be, so what I'm doing right now as far as the blog posting is, I've just been letting it kind of run on a little bit of autopilot. And my question would be, am I making a mistake just doing complete autopilot? Do I need to intercede and do some manual blog posts or inputs in addition to what Michaela is doing?
Well, I would say no, and Justin may have a different take on this. But you have to remember the way you get increased, your standing goes up in the Google ratings is by original content. So that's why I said you have to write something at least once a month, once every 2 weeks or something like that. Once every 2 weeks, you can do it. But it gets to be a lot of work, guys, to come up with a new, you know, this week you're writing on MPLs, this week you're writing on self-directed IRAs. I mean, it's a lot of work to write these articles because they're all 500 to 1,000 words. And by the time you get them all reworked, it's original content that gets you up in Google's ratings. And I'd have to look at it now, but I think actually if you put in several keywords about buying mortgage notes, surprisingly, I end up in the first top three or top four American Note Capitalists. You want to be in the first top 10 because the top 10 is what goes on the first page of Google. And most people never get beyond that. And do you have to write more than what I just suggested? No, because she will work with it, or anybody who's any good will work with it. But you can if you want. Justin, what would you say?
You know, I'm not a marketing expert per se, but I just do what logically makes sense for me. So, Wayne, I don't think you should have to do anything extra. I agree with what Richard said. It is going to be more work on you. Listen, most people don't give two snots about reading your blog. They just want to see that you're putting information out there. Yes, you are going to be driven, Wayne. I know who you are. You're going to put great content out there. You're going to be very thoughtful about it. But honestly, keep it simple. Keep it to a small message. And like my blogs, like I don't do 500 to 1,000 words. I may do like two paragraphs. Like I've had 12 sentences before. Like it's just nowadays people want to see a quick video that's funny. People want to read for about 15 seconds because they have the lifespan of a goldfish, right? The 10 second span. So you got to keep things short and simple and to the point and be bold. Just be who you are. Don't try to mimic me or Richard if you don't talk like us or act like us. Like I'm a little goofy, so my presentations and my broadcasts are just a little goofy, and that's just who I am. So I don't take things super serious. I just want to have fun and engage content and just enjoy all the stuff that I'm doing. So the same thing happens in my blog. Sometimes they're short. Sometimes they're not even about notes. They're just about, you know, I procrastinate too much, and this is what I do to not procrastinate.
Well, I think that's an excellent point right there, is that maybe sometimes you put content out there and it's not always about, let's go through the ABCs of structuring a note. It may be, hey, here's what I'm having a hang up with today, and you may have a hang up too, and here's how I'm overcoming it.
Something
I would mention too is that you can post on Facebook. Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Richard.
Okay. You can post on Facebook and go into a lot of Facebook groups. That's a good thing. But you know, don't think that you're going to go on. I'm sorry, excuse me now. What's the big website, Joe? That a lot of
Bigger Pockets or something.
Yeah, BiggerPockets.com. You're going to go to Bigger Pockets and get a bunch of investors. That's not going to happen. It's full of a bunch of sharks and newbies who, you know, they're all good people, but that's not where your investor base is going to be.
I'm just reading the questions here. Yeah. Lisa says, Lisa Anderson, you two have missed a calling in comedy. Brian LaCree says, please have Justin clarify how he has daughter in roller derby. Well, it's Taekwondo roller derby, right? Yeah. So somebody's trying to pass and they're
like, oh, that would be awesome. You know? It's always about combining two loves, Joe. Two loves, and you just combine them no matter what they are. Notes and comedy. You know,
That's right. And Brandon Wilburn brings up a good point that you can also have your videos transcribed and use those as a blog as well. That's to seriousness, right? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And just so you know, I mean, I'm dating myself a little bit here, but Justin's daughters do the fling where, you know, in roller derby where you have the one behind you and you throw the other one in front of you and you know, bump out the other one there. She is really, really good at this.
Really. It's how we take out aggression in our family. Mm-hmm. Throw each other on the rink.
Oh boy, Wayne, anything else to bring this back to, you know?
Yeah. And one thing I
No,
will
I
say,
mean,
just so all of you realize, whenever I'm a viewer on any of the shows, Joe has to put up with all sorts of comments from me, and he's trying to stifle these different smiles and things like that. And I always write something, and then I sit there to see if he's going to crack a
you
smile
see
or
the
something.
eyes go down to
Yeah.
you know that I'm got you know got the phone here in the back.
Right. So I'm
The
sorry,
ball,
Wayne, I interrupted
yes,
you.
or the bow on from yesterday, right, Wayne?
Oh, I think you guys helped me with the thing that was really kind of weighing on my mind as far as what's next and how I can continue to move this forward. Now, do you guys do anything in person, or is everything you guys are doing as far as meetups online?
I'll go ahead and jump in. So everything that I do is online. So what Richard and I do together on camera is what we call a broadcast. It's basically like Note School live TV, except we do ours once a month, and we do it through my YouTube channel, and we keep it to about an hour. We talk about some news, we talk about some things that are going on with us, and then we bring some sort of creative deal and just walk through it, and then people ask a lot of great questions, and we just kind of answer them in kind of the somewhere at Note School has their after party. So that's what
Right.
we kind of do together. And then I have a podcast that I do that I put out every other week that's just audio only. We do record the video, and it's more of a discussion debate kind of thing as opposed to an educational thing, which I like better personally. So.
And you know, one of the things that I will say here is that, you know, the Note School ecosystem, right, that we talk about. As some of you guys are starting, if you know, I told Wayne, you know, I'd be happy to come on one of his podcasts, or Justin, or Richard, or you know, Monica Masters is on here as well, and she does a lot of amazing. We need to get her on, Wayne. She does a lot of one-on-one stuff where she's, you know, throwing out there through Facebook, and then she's, you know, people are responding, and she does Zoom calls with them and does her own little one-on-one presentations, not, you know, to many, but Justin, do you think that you'll ever go back to doing maybe a once a month or once a quarter live meetup event? I love those, right? Because
You can't replace live events. Let's just get my opinion out here. I as much as I love to do online stuff because it's efficient and for my lifestyle, I love it. I'm in my camper most of the time, so I don't have to worry about being in front of people. But being in front of people is fun. But then it's also can be, and I'll be honest, it could be a big time suck because at the end of your presentations, you're going to have every Tom, Dick, and Harry come up to you with not a cent to their name trying to figure out how to make money. And just sometimes it just gets exhausting and stuff. So I kind of went to the online stuff kind of after a few years, kind of because of that. But still, replacing the live in person stuff is I'd love to do that too. Except I want to do paid events. I'm famous now, Joe. I got to do paid events.
Well, and that's right. I mean, if people but won't pay a few bucks to go see
Yeah.
you, then you know, then that's okay, right? But you're separating, you know, the
Yeah.
doers from the wannabes out
Yeah.
there. And so, you know, I totally agree with where you're coming from. There's time and there's effort in that. But you know, there is something about breaking bread, you know, having a cocktail or breaking, you know, having an appetizer with somebody. I mean, I you know, the little meetup that I did with you there, you and I did there in Indianapolis here a few years ago. I mean, that's a blast. I loved it, right?
Yeah, that was cool. It was small, it was about 10 to 12 people. It was very intimate. We had very light PowerPoint, but it was just Joe buying everybody dinner and drinks. It was great. He's teaching us how to make money. Like, I highly recommend you guys call Joe and have him come out to your area to do that. He'll take
I think
care of you.
Richard would be the guy to come out and do that.
So I'd have to say, to answer your question, I will probably do very limited in-person stuff. I'm a gregarious person. I love doing the in-person stuff. That being said, because of what I'm doing online, I've got investors from Florida, Boston. I got a gal up in Calgary. I got a guy in Australia. I got another guy who calls me. He hasn't committed yet, but he keeps calling me from Hong Kong. I mean, you're not going to get that otherwise.
Not, you're absolutely not. I totally get, and I totally get that. But yeah, I mean, and for me, you know, when we first went virtual with the 3-day class, I'm like, oh. And now I'm thinking, you know, we will go back out and do some live stuff. And I'm thinking it sure is a heck of a lot more fun to sit here, in a dress shirt and some shorts, right? and talk about this stuff and going out and doing it live. And really the only thing I miss about that is seeing you guys and hanging out with Ben and, you know, and Matt and those guys at a live event. So, you know, it's all changed, but it is kind of cool not having to go out and find the venues and the expense of doing that. And then just the part of that. So, all right. So, I want to have you know, everybody on here knows, or on our panel here knows Jeremy Scott. I want to have Jeremy on next week. And Jeremy's, you know, great young guy. And, you know, and he's, you know, he doesn't polish his meetup that he has once a month, right? Virtual, you know. And it's great. He just has fun with it. And I think that's what people are really looking for. They're not looking for the spit and the polish and the slick. You know, they're not looking for the Tinder swindler, right? by the way, Justin, I did watch that, by the way. I got into it and then watched it. I know what that says about me, but anyway.
So Joe, but you.
It's another water cooler Wednesday.
You have not taken my one piece of advice. You have not taken my one piece of advice. I ask you if you would get a rubber ducky to join those behind you. And there's still no rubber ducky.
And I'm not going to answer that the way I answered it last week.
Okay.
Please go. I have one that's, I'm not going there. I'm not, okay. Justin, the joke was, I said I
you don't have to explain.
And there's a big rubber ducky that was in the pool.
You don't have to explain.
Garage, but the way I said it. So here's the funny part of this.
It's too late, Joe.
I didn't get a text from Buddy Young that edits all of this and puts it together. But normally I would have gotten the text from Buddy said, "Oh my God, Joe, what did you just say? Or what did you say last night?"
Hey, Joe. I got a phone call from Buddy Young, and we had a really good laugh at your expense. That's why you didn't get the text.
Okay. Hey, because you know the fun thing about when you're on, you never know what's going to come out of your mouth, Joe.
That's the great thing about live TV, right?
That's right.
Hey guys, before we wrap up, real quick, there's a question here from Richard Young I want to address to both these guys, and he wants to know about. Are either one of you paying for SEO or pay-per-click advertising to drive traffic to your sites?
You start, Richard.
No.
It's pretty simple. I am not. Yeah, I'm not doing it.
I mean, you could say not in the way the question's asked. No. I mean, it would be it hugely increases. So for the burnout landlord stuff that I'm doing with Eddie. We did some of that, and it hugely increases your traffic. There is no doubt about it. But at this point, I just have not wanted to spend the money. And honestly, I've been busy enough just going organic.
Justin?
So spend your money wisely, right? Yes, you need to. We're here to talk about how to get investors in front of you, but let's not forget about you also need to spend equal amount of time finding inventory to offload to, right? You have to have inventory and you have to have capital, and you better have a balance of both. In my history of being in the note business, it's always been one's been greater than the other at different times, and the best note investors are figuring out how to balance that out. So you need to make sure you focus on both sides of the fence.
Right, and one thing I will manage, Joe,
what's just, that?
One thing I will say, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
No,
there, is that we all have to be careful not to suffer from what I call the Nick effect. And the Nick effect is you spend $50 a month for this and $40 a month for that and $10 a month. And all of a sudden, for zaps and things like that, and you've got all this cool stuff and it's all working. But you're carrying $1,000, $2,000 a month in expenses. And you look at how much you've made at the end of the year and you're going, oh my God. And that's, you got to be very attentive to that.
And, you know, we had a student last year, I can't remember who it was. And anyway, they, you know, it became their mission to be, you know, when you typed in something about notes, they would come in on that first page, right? And $5,000 got sucked in that hole just like that, right? Yeah. You may get there one time and then, you know, you may be on there on that first page or second page one time and then it's sucked off there. So it's really, it's like you guys are saying, it's the organic piece of that that, you know, it keeps on, you've just got to build your audience and not worried about being in that general worldwide audience. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, we're not selling widgets here. I don't believe you should go to SEO marketing and try to advertise your note business on there because you're pissing away money.
Right.
In my opinion.
Yeah. Yep.
You're not going to sell somebody the first time you have a conversation with them. You're not going to get a check, as Eddie says, when you go and talk to somebody, even if they're very wealthy. It's a continual relationship. It's a building of trust, know, and like. And so just, you know, using these free things is the only way to start your business. If that's what we're talking about today, how to start getting in front of people, you need to do it, you know, the right way and just one person at a time, right?
Right.
Go ahead, Rich.
I was saying, and people just want you to be real.
Yeah.
And when I talk to somebody, I say, look, because they say, oh, you're brokering me a note. It's not going to be as, you know, the quality is not going to be there. I said, look, every note that I look at, that I decide to buy, I assume it's going to go into my portfolio and mm-hmm. I'm going to own it. Because in a lot of cases, I will. I sell partials on deals that I've had in my portfolio now for 4 years.
Right.
And I've actually sold partials and bought partials back. Not because they're not performing. I got one guy right now I'm buying two partials back from because he wants to get into crypto. Okay, fine. You know, they've been paying. I'm making money both ways. People just want you to be real.
That's right. You're going to make it hot. Just had that happen as well, too. We were talking about it last week and I was directing him through some stuff. So Justin at brightpathnotes.com. Right. Richard at amnotecap, amnotecap.com. Everybody knows they can get a hold of Wayne at noteschool.com. Right.
Right.
Or go to Notefellow. And the name of your podcast.
Mine or Wayne's?
But well, yours. Combined and then separate.
OK, so we have to have a clear distinction here. So the podcast is just like a normal podcast. It's called Be the Bank. Look it up on any podcast directory and you can subscribe to it. We do record the video of the podcast on my Bright Path Notes YouTube channel. The live broadcast we do, which is similar to Note School TV, that's called, it's a long one. You ready? Real Estate Note Investing Be the Bank Broadcast. But it's also, if you just go and subscribe to the Bright Path Notes YouTube channel, you will be aware of when that happens, which is the second Wednesday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Richard, see, Justin, any final words, Richard?
Justin is much more technologically advanced than I am. I'm not all that connected in and all that. But
he's a YG. We're OGs. He's a YG.
Richard's right? Yeah, still the student. Smarter he hasn't become the teacher yet.
Yeah, Justin's smarter than I am. So, yeah.
Okay, so guys, I would love to do this maybe once a month or every 6 weeks. If you guys, you know, if you guys want to think about that, I'd love to have, you know, you guys on. And also, any of you folks that are out there, you know, that are listening to, you know, that are listening today, you want to come on and you want to add something to it, you know, we want you to be able to pop on screen so we can see you and it makes it more, you know, makes it more valuable and more real. So if just let us know on that, just say, hey, I'd love to be on live on Water Cooler sometime. Let Wayne know that. And I have one burning question, Richard, for you before we sign off.
Okay.
Did you buy the note last week? Did you buy the almost NPL from the lady last week?
One in Michigan? We are working on it right now. We are actually underwriting it. My next call after this is to go on a FaceTime interview with the building inspector. I want to actually see it myself before I commit to it. But yes, we are hot and heavy on it.
Good. Keep us updated on that and what you find out on it. And Richard, I do want to have a conversation with you either you know, later today or whatever. You know, I've got a distressed dad at 4 o'clock Central. So I'd love to talk to you about that other thing we were talking about before the show. So,
okay. Let's, you want to talk about the before or after?
Let's do it before.
Okay. I'll be here.
Okay. All right. So Justin, thank you. Call, you know, you guys, you know, we're simpatico here, mano y mano, you know, thanks for being on. We appreciate it. Wayne, I'll see you in a few hours.
Okay. Will do.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
See you guys.
Bye.